guys, this is the Five Shades of English podcast, and I'm Renata. Our today's podcast is about false friends. Some words in English are similar to words in Portuguese, and pretty similar in sound and spelling. Some, in fact, have the same meaning, for example, television e televisão, computer e computador. However, there are some words that can be a little tricky. They look and sound similar as a word in Portuguese, but they have totally different meanings. Today, we are going to see some of them. Watch out for the false friends. So let's go to our first word of false friends. And this word is actually. For example, actually, on second thoughts, I think he was wrong. Parece ser a palavra atualmente, né, no primeiro relance. Porém, significa na verdade, de fato. Podendo até se equivaler à expressão in fact. So, how do we say atualmente in English? You can say nowadays or currently. Like in the sample. Nowadays, I study English 2 times a week. Listen to this other example. I need to study a lot because I have a very important exam at college today. Para o português, traduziríamos tranquilamente como colégio, o que se referia ao ensino médio no Brasil. Porém, no inglês, o termo college, ele é usado para se referir à faculdade ou university. So the question, how do we say colégio in English? Well, you can say school or high school. For example, my sisters go to school every day. They are 15 years old. Então, o termo que se equivale ao ensino médio nosso no inglês, eles usam high school. E a nossa faculdade ou universidade, college. Here we have a word that it's pretty similar, the spelling in English and in Portuguese, and it's the word costume. Take a look at the sentence. I have a costume party this weekend. A palavra costume se escreve igual a nossa palavra costume. Porém, não faria sentido nessa frase. I have a costume party this weekend. Eu tenho um costume. Por quê? O real significado dessa palavra é fantasia. So, costume party, festa fantasia. So, now it's a question. How do you say costume in English? Por exemplo, no Brasil, as pessoas têm o costume de tomar banho todos os dias. In English, we would say the sentence, taking a shower every day is a habit in Brazil. So, costume in Portuguese, we can say habit or custom in English. Be careful! Parents. My mother and my father are my parents. Essa palavra se passa facilmente com a nossa no português, parentes. Porém, parentes em inglês se refere apenas a pai e mãe. Parents, my mother and my father. So, how do we say parentes in English? We say relatives. My family is very big. I have a lot of relatives. Então, eu tenho muitos parentes que não se referem à minha mãe ou ao meu pai. Que nesse caso, só usaríamos para parents. Push. Quem nunca viu essa palavrinha escrita na frente de uma porta, né? This word is normally seen at signs on doors. For Brazilians, it's automatic to think in puxar, right? Push, puxar. Makes sense. But actually, push is the opposite. It means empurrar. Please, push the door to open. Empurre a porta para abrir. It's very confusing, right? So, how do we say puxar in English? Because push is empurrar. Puxar, you can say pull. For example, in the sentence, you need to pull the refrigerator door to open it, right? Para a gente abrir a porta da geladeira, nós precisamos puxar a porta. We need to pull the door. So, tell me, have you ever confused any of these words? And can you think of any other false friend to the list? Don't worry if you missed something. You can always listen to this episode again later. And don't forget to go to our website. There you can find a summary of what we learned here today, together with some exercise to practice. Okay? So see you next episode, and bye-bye!